2. Mount. Present day. Kira pushes me, fraying the edges of my control, which is something I've never allowed anyone to do. I fucking slammed a door. I don't react in anger. Not anymore. All my actions are the result of cold, precise calculation. But this woman has me slamming fucking doors. I told myself it wouldn't be a problem. I could have her, keep her, control her, and never let her become anything more than a possession. I promised myself I'd stay detached and indifferent, because the alternative never leads anywhere good. I learned that as a kid. Treat everything like it's temporary. That's one thing that's always true. None of us make it out of this life alive, so why bother to pretend otherwise? Another thing I've always thought was true, that I have complete control over myself and my reactions. False. Kira Kilgore has become something I never intended, but I make the rules in my world, so there's nothing fucking stopping me from changing plans now. The best part about being the king? I can do whatever I want. Keeping her could be a mistake, but I'm not letting her go. Especially now that I have even more hold over her after paying off her bank loans and adding them to her tab. I've never let myself want like this. I may rule an empire, but I've stayed at the top because I've never shown weakness. She's only a weakness if I allow her to be, and that shit ends right now. I want to go back to her rooms and tell her exactly how I killed Lloyd Bunt, which would drive her away from me for good. That's exactly what I should do. But what's the point of ruling an empire if you can't have everything you want, even if you shouldn't have it? As the thought filters through my brain, I realize I'm on the verge of creating an exploitable weakness, something I've fought all these years. But I'm Lachlan fucking Mount. I dragged myself out of the gutters of this unforgiving city, changed my identity, learned to do whatever I needed to not only survive, but thrive. I became the weed that grows between the sidewalk cracks and refuses to die. I clawed my way up the ladder of this organization and took the throne by force. To the outside world, I rule through fear, intimidation, and the absolute willingness to back up every single fucking threat I make. I have every material possession a man could want. At this very moment, I'm walking on white and gold Persian carpets between walls plastered by Italian master craftsmen, lit by 14-karat gold-plated sconces and crystal chandeliers that cost more than I want to think about. I surround myself with the best of the best, and I don't for one second pretend it's not because I'm still trying to forget what it's like to live in my own filth. By the time I reach for the hidden latch that releases one of dozens of secret entries leading to a network of passageways connecting every single property I own on this block, I've managed to get my breathing under control. Every encounter with Kira affects me more than the last, and this one is no exception. I can't let it continue. I will regain the upper hand. It's a vow I make as a floor-to-ceiling painting slides aside and leads into the maze. Other than me, only 3 other people know every inch of this labyrinth. V, who Kira refers to as Scar, J, my second in command, and G, my tailor. All 3 have proven their loyalty to me time and again, but I'd be naive to ever trust anyone completely. One thing I've never been is naive. I take a few turns, barely glancing through the peepholes interspersed along the interior hallway to give me a view of what's happening beyond the walls. They're impossible to spot unless you know where to look. Other men in my position would have guards with automatic weapons patrolling the house, but I refuse. First of all, I can fucking handle myself just fine, and second, why allow more possible weak links in my organization? Buying off a low-level guard is too easy. I've done it too many times to count myself. The people I employ can't be bought because they owe me their lives for one reason or another. Besides, cameras are more effective, and my security feeds are unhackable, or as close as they can be. When I finish taking the turns and climbing the stairs necessary to reach my inner sanctum, the room Jay refers to as my lair, I expect the remaining insurrection of emotions roiling through me to be put down as effectively as